Welcome to Nomad Entrepreneur, the podcast for digital nomads and remote working entrepreneurs who are living life on their own terms. I'm your host and fellow nomad, Daniel Falonikbe, and I'm excited to bring you conversations with inspiring individuals who are building businesses from anywhere in the world. Each episode will dive into their stories, tips, and strategies for creating a successful and fulfilling location-independent lifestyles. So grab your headphones, kick back, and join me as I explore the freedom and adventure of the nomadic life. Let's get started. What is going on, nomads and entrepreneurs? Welcome back to another episode of the Nomad Entrepreneur Podcast. This is the midweek episode, and in this episode, I try to keep things light, super relaxed, casual, where I just talk about, you know, things that is happening in real life with me, where I am, what I'm doing, how traveling is going, and, you know, just discuss any new developments and just as an opportunity to get to connect with you away from all the super organized and planned out interview sessions that I do with my guests that I bring on. Anyways, hope you're good. Hope you are having a great week. It is currently, what time is it now? It is currently 4:52 p.m. on August the 29th, 2023. I am getting ready to head back to the United States after being away for the last 4.5 months. I cannot believe that I've been gone for so long. And quite honestly, I am looking forward to it. It hasn't happened in a while where I'm looking forward to going back to the United States. Travel has become a huge part of my identity, a huge part of what I do over the last couple of years, about almost 3 years at this point. And, you know, the more you live outside of the US, the harder it is to get back and reintegrate yourself into the society. And one of the reasons why I feel a need to go back right now is just because, you know, I quite honestly have missed living in the United States. I haven't lived for so long in the last 2 years, and I just want to go back and reintegrate myself into society and spend time with some of my friends and attend some weddings and some other events, and just not, again, be in violation of my residency. Because in the United States, if you're a resident, you cannot be outside of the country for more than 6 months, which is a huge part of why I'm going back, quite honestly. And also, I am taking a big step in the next couple of months. I don't know if I should share that yet, but maybe in the next couple of midweek episodes I will share that. It has to do with becoming a naturalized citizen of the United States, and I want to begin that process. I almost kind of gave it away there. I think I've given it away. Yeah. So I think I will be beginning that process in the next couple of months, and I want to make sure that I have my ducks in a row and just make sure that I am not missing any step at all. So right now I am getting ready to go back. I have my bags getting packed. I will be leaving here in about 5 days. I already got my ticket. I will be flying from Albania to Frankfurt, Germany, then to Washington, D.C., where I'll be picked up by my friend, and I will be back in the U.S. I'm currently in the process of looking for apartments, looking for accommodation. I am not looking for anything too expensive because, again, like I said, the longer you live outside of the United States, the harder it is to reintegrate. And one of the other things that I find, you know, super weird to wrap my head around is the prices of things. You know, things are becoming super expensive. Inflation is becoming a huge problem right now, and I cannot fathom the reality that, you know, apartments are about twice the price that they were the last time that I lived permanently in the United States. So I am looking for a number of things. So one of the things that's really going to determine how enjoyable the next couple of months is going to be for me in the US is the fact that I inevitably want to live in a city. So I will be living in Washington, D.C. I'm talking about downtown, close proximity to public transportation, to metro, to the buses, and where I can just walk around, because I'm used to that now. I want to get my daily walks in. The last time I was in the US, I was not able to do that. It felt so miserable, and I had to leave after a couple of weeks because I didn't plan it right. So I will be downtown Washington, D.C. if you're listening to this, and you know, maybe for some reason you're in Washington, D.C., reach out. I will be here for the next couple of months, and I want to be close to things and be able to walk around. So I'm looking for accommodation, and I think I have found a couple of them. I will be doing a virtual tour later on this evening with some guy that I met on Facebook Marketplace. We will be going over the apartment, and it's right where I needed to be, in Northwest, close to George Washington University, around Foggy Bottom. So that's something that I'm really looking forward to. And I'm just quite honestly looking forward to getting back in the U.S. I know it's going to be a hard, tough adjustment for me, but I am looking forward to it, especially for the number of things that I want to do. There's going to be so much happening, and I am looking forward to that. I'll be trying to do some traveling as well within the U.S. It's not going to be the most convenient because I'm not going to be driving. I sold my cars. I do not have any cars to drive in the U.S. right now. So I'm excited to see how that goes. I'm not super hard on myself. I don't have any expectations, but I just want to make sure I'm setting myself up for success getting back into the United States. And of course, I'll be doing a lot of content on my YouTube channel, of course, on this podcast. I have a long list of guests lined up for you guys, interesting conversations coming up, and I will be doing this midweek episodes as well, just covering topics around traveling, nomading, and just daily life in the United States as I return to God's own country. So let me know if you want me to, you know what, of course I'm going to be doing a midweek episode, so yeah, I don't need you to let me know, but let me know what you want me to cover in subsequent episodes. If you have any questions, comments, query, want to reach out to me, have any guest recommendations, or maybe you want to come on the podcast, reach out to me. My email address is ifdanieldid@gmail.com. Reach out, send me an email, and we will definitely set something up. Again, I want to thank you so much for being a part of this podcast, listening to this midweek episode. It's going to be really interesting. I got lots and lots of things planned for the podcast, lots of good things, actually. So look forward to that, and I also look forward to it. Again, thanks for listening. This is the midweek episode of the Nomad Entrepreneur Podcast, and I'm still your host, Daniel Falunipe, and I will talk to you in the next one. Do not hesitate to reach out if you have any questions, comments, queries, and thanks for listening again. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.